understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at C-Plant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of C-Plant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning, and we want to start the day off by telling you about some of the specialty shops that we have around Marion, Crittenden County, and even beyond. These are local producers who grow local. They provide food and services that help to feed our community, and it's all here on a local level. The Crittenden Press has a feature that it runs regularly, and I want to highlight some of the local producers, and I'll begin with Croft Family Farms. Of course, that's John Croft and his family down around Tulu. They provide farm fresh food, whole or half hogs and lambs, sweet corn. They will deliver to the butcher shop. You can contact them by calling 270-969-0004. And that's on Highway 135 between Tulu and Carsville. Family Butcher Shop down in the Amish country. It is farm-raised beef and pork for your freezer. That's on Rooster Lane there near Mattoon in Marion off of Kentucky 365. Then, of course, in Marion proper here in the county seat of Crittenden County, Marion Feed Mills Incorporated. They do custom feed grinding. They have pet and livestock supply, bulk delivery. You can contact them by calling 965-2252. Of course, all these prefixes are 270, and they're on East Belleville Street, just down the road from our office here at the Crittenden Press. P&H Cattle Company, of course, that is the P&H Farms, and they provide American Wagyu beef. They also have pork, chicken, and seafood, and their retail store is over in Eddyville, but you can contact P&H Cattle Company and arrange to get you some of this wonderful American marbled Wagyu beef. And Mary's Veggie Station, that's down on what we call Crittenden Springs Road, Kentucky Highway 1668. It's 2 miles off of Highway 60. And of course, Mary is a young lady who has been doing this for many years. She has tomatoes, squash, zucchini, onions, watermelons, cantaloupe, canned jellies, jams, sauces, and even some pickles. And you can go down and check her out. It's really a fun drive down there to visit with Mary. And usually you can catch your mom and dad around the stand there as well. Bluegrass Farm Supply, that's down in the Amish. Here in Crittenden County, we call it the Amish Walmart. If you haven't been down there, you need to go check it out. What an inventory they have. Including plumbing and hardware supplies. You'll be surprised. You'll understand why it's called the Walmart of the Amish country. Stutzman's Feed Mill, that's down on Mount Zion Road, also in the Amish country. They have all kinds of pet food and livestock feed, and they do also mix custom feeds for you. Hidden Valley Kitchen, that's on Butter Road, also in the Amish country. Bakery. They have pies, cakes, produce, crafts, all sorts of stuff. That's off of Mount Zion Church Road on Butter Road. It is a beautiful drive down through Butter Road. And lastly, Country Fresh. Now, this is over in Sturgis, but it's a great restaurant. They do catering. They have fresh meats, fresh produce, and much more. And you can even rent cabins. I know during hunting season, it's a destination for folks who come in to deer hunt and, I guess, turkey hunt as well. But that's Country Fresh over in Sturgis. We're going to take just a moment to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with local news.
Is your car or truck in need of repair? Call Atchison Auto Repair. Atchison Auto Repair does it all, from minor to major repairs for diesel, gas, passenger, and commercial vehicles, including semi-trucks. Atchison Auto Repair also sells tires and does mounting, balancing, and diagnoses and corrects electrical problems. Call Hunter Atchison, licensed and insured, at 270-704-6818. This week wraps up events associated with the Crittenden County Lions Club Fair. On Friday, July 31st, the Lions Club will announce Ag Hall of Fame inductees at its 7 a.m. breakfast at its club building at the fairgrounds. There's also a 4-H poultry show at 3:30 p.m. And kids enter free, and families only pay $5 per carload for family night at the fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m. On Saturday, August 1st, there will be a car show from 9 to 3, followed by the popular Demolition Derby at 7. The Crittenden County Lions Club is a charitable organization that supports many causes, including eyeglasses for those who need them. The Crittenden County Fair is one way the Lions Club gives back to the community by providing family-friendly events.
I really like to touch on our throwback feature that's in the Crittenden Press from time to time, just to kind of keep folks reminded that this is just an incredible feature. It's something we've been doing in the newspaper for many, many years, and it goes back many more years because we take a look back into our archives. And the beautiful thing is the Crittenden Press is archived. And my fear is in this digital age, much of the news and the happenings of the community will be lost forever when they fade out of the storyline on social media. But we still have hardbound volumes of the Crittenden Press, and we can go back decades. And then you can also go over to the library and research history of Crittenden County and your families, do genealogy work with the microfilm of the Crittenden Press. But every week we dig into the archives ourselves and pull out some interesting information from days long ago, and found one that I thought might be to read this morning. This is from 50 years ago, and of course this is Fair Week, so I thought it'd be appropriate to tell you about the 24 young ladies who competed in the Miss Crittenden County pageant at the fair. You know, these days we don't have near that many contestants for the local competition. And of course, there's many other pageants now, but back then there was just this one. And you'll recognize, of course, these are maiden names of these ladies if they have gotten married since. But competing were Sandy Brown, Deborah Collins, Jeannie Beard, Brenda Sisko, Jo Ellen Hodge, Valerie Debo, Sandy Boone, Cheryl Kirk, Debbie York, Donette Oliver, Vicki Perriman, Robin Hamilton, Linda Conger, Denise Holloman, Dottie Rohr, Linda Woodside, Brenda Simons, Kathy Harden, Lucinda Belt, Janet Conrad, Lori Manley, Donna Kirk, Cindy Brookshire, and Vicki Brookshire. If you know any of those ladies, give them a shout and tell them they got a shout out in the Crittenden Press podcast this week. Again, this feature runs in the Crittenden Press weekly, and it's generally on page 4 of our publication. Now we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Since 1925, one name has stood strong in the lumber business, Wyatt Bell & Company. From Western SPF, Southern Yellow Pine, Plywood, and OSB, lumber yards across the region trust Wyatt Bell for quality materials, reliable supply, and old-fashioned service that still matters today. Family-owned, industry-trusted, over a century of experience behind every load. Wyatt Bell & Company, your wholesale lumber partner, proudly based in Paducah, Kentucky.
Now, those of you who follow the Crittenden Press and read it regularly, and also, I guess, if you follow social media and keep up with things that we post there. You'll know that over the past few days, there's been a little bit of a stir about these e-bikes in Marion. This is an issue that is kind of dividing the community because people realize there's a safety issue. But they also realize that children need to be children and have opportunities to enjoy some of these newfangled machines, you might say. That's what my grandpa would call them. But these e-bikes, back in my day, we had to pedal ours everywhere, even up the hills, or we'd push them up the hill. Now you can pedal them for a while and then let them an electric motor push them along. And local law enforcement is trying to determine, I guess, whether these are motorcycles or bicycles, which bicycles are less restricted. When you start putting a motor on a rig like this, it becomes a gray area whether that needs to be treated as a motorcycle and would subject the driver to have a driver's license and be trained to be on streets with it. You can't ride bicycles or these e-bikes, any scooter or anything like that on a sidewalk. So your route has to be on a city street or a county road. And in some cases, even in Marion, the streets are state highways. So that adds to not only the safety issue, but jurisdiction of those highways as well, and whether you have to meet state or federal regulations. There's all kinds of questions, and we wrote an article about it in the newspaper last week or week four last. I don't know, time escapes me sometimes, but we had talked to Marion Police Chief Bobby West, and he had explained some of the difficulties he was having with this matter. And then it came up before the city council last week, and they have decided to do a complete review of their ordinance that regulates these type of scooters or bikes or e-bikes or what have you. They feel like that technology has outpaced their ordinance, basically. When that ordinance was written many years ago, it did not foresee, maybe, these type of e-bikes. And so the city is going to basically take this under advisement, you might say. They're going to do some due diligence, research this, and come back at a later meeting, probably next month, and further discuss these e-bikes and their operation on the streets in town. Until then, I would encourage parents to talk to their children. If they're going to allow them on the streets with these, they need to understand some of the basics of safety and operation. There are stop signs out there for a reason. If a car has to abide by them, any type of vehicle, including bicycles, they are required to do as well. You have to use hand signals when you're turning. There's just a lot that goes into it, and a general responsibility if you're operating on a public street, road, or highway. So let's all work together and try to come up with a solution that is palatable for everyone in the community.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
The Marion Tourism Commission will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, July 28th at 8:30 a.m. This meeting is their regular meeting, but it had to be moved. It would typically have been last week. They could not get a quorum, so they have moved this tourism and recreation meeting until Tuesday, tomorrow, July 28th, 8:30 a.m. That's at the Welcome Center at Marion Commons. Well, it looks like the preschool class out at the Crittenden County School District is much larger this year than in recent years, which had created a bit of an issue for the local Board of Education. It had Last week, in its working session, looked into the possibility of having half-day preschool, bringing in half of the students for the morning and then half for the evening, because the class is so large and their one teacher and one assistant could not handle that many young students. So they decided to go out into the community and talk to some of the parents. They polled those folks who will have children in preschool, and they just were not fond of that idea of the half day. You know, it creates some issues. A lot of parents work. What do you do with a child who's in school half a day? You've got to arrange for them to either be picked up, or if they come home on a bus, someone has to be there to meet them there, because the school bus can't drop you off if you don't have anyone home. So the Board of Education, at its regular meeting on Thursday, revisited discussion about this, and it was determined that they would be able to find the money in their general fund in order to budget for another teacher and another assistant. So we will have, it looks like, a large preschool class. Not sure how many students are in that, but it is larger than what they've had in past years. You know, we have that anomaly every now and then. A really large class comes through Crittenden County. I think we have one of those in the middle school right now. But nonetheless, they have decided to add extra teacher and assistant in order to accommodate these preschool children for an entire day. And that's good. Everyone is happy. That's what we want to do. Go home happy. Let's all go home happy today. That's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.